This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. She was on my show back in October of last year. I'm talking about Bang Inc. They're on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BHNGF. And if you're up there in Canada, look them up. They're on the CSE under the ticker symbol BHNG. And with us today is the president and CEO, going to bring us up to speed, Ms. Jamie Pearson. Jamie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's my pleasure to be here.
You know, you just got back from Barcelona. What's going on with what's going on out there? And also, you know, if you would, before you answer that question, just give some of my new listeners a little bit of back history and backstory of your company.
Yeah, sure. Bang was born 12 years ago in Oakland, so we're one of the OGs in the cannabis space. We're known for our gourmet chocolate, but we're much more than that now. We are in seven states with our brand. We're also the number one, number two, and number six chocolate in Canada. And we, for those of you who have followed us, we signed an 11-state deal with the company Trulieve, and we will be expanding the brand to the 11 states that Trulieve has because they just acquired Harvest. So that's a little bit about us.
Now, you just got back from Barcelona. What is truly going on there?
Well, the International Cannabis Business Conference asked me if I would give the keynote speech at their pre-Spanibus conference. And it's a B2B conference. And I took the opportunity to do that for a couple of reasons. One, we've had distribution in Europe for 5 years, starting back when in Europe it was still allowed to sell CBD products. And a couple things happened, very similar to what happened in the U.S. when the hemp bill passed, and all of a sudden CBD became a heavily regulated industry, and we were no longer able to sell our CBD products through dispensaries. We had to do it through smoke shops and head shops and grocery stores. That change happened in Europe as well. And then also COVID was a big factor because Europe was definitely harder hit than America in terms of having a very consistent shutdown policy of non-essential services. So I wanted to go back to Europe and get distribution relationships rekindled and get some of our manufacturing relationships rekindled. And in the meantime, Malta went rec. Germany has indicated it's going to go adult use probably next year. We saw Switzerland make moves in that direction, and we're starting to see the tipping point in Europe where cannabis is kind of where America was, you know, 8 years ago, 7 years
right.
ago. And what I remember vividly was when I was at MJ Biz, the biggest cannabis conference in Vegas, back in 2016, and we had in early 2016 there were four states that were rec. And in November, in that election season, four more states went rec, and a whole bunch of states went medical, and that conference went completely exploded, and we saw this massive interest in the industry. Well, what I saw happen, I've been doing the European circuit for 5 years, and I realized, oh, okay, we just had Malta go rec, we just had Germany say they're going rec, and all of those things we talked about. And I realized this was going to be a repeat, and I needed to be there front and center and have the brand front and center. Also, the ICBC invited Jim Belushi. I gave the keynote in the morning. He gave the fireside chat in the afternoon, and we have a partnership with Jim Belushi, Belushi's Farm, and the Blues Brothers, which was one of our, I would say, attacks on the middle America demographic, the soccer mom demographic, and sort of that, 50 and over, upwardly mobile, lots of disposable income. That's really our sweet spot in terms of where our brand sits. So a couple of strategic things were going on with that. I gave the keynote. It was exactly what I expected. Europe is ripe. Everybody's ready for cannabis there. And there were a lot of legislators and politicians and different people in the marketplace who showed up at this conference last minute just wanting to be present for, you know, what's going to be history.
Couple of questions that I have for you. One, when do you think that marijuana is going to come off the schedule? One, drug. And two, where are we at in banking? I keep on hearing all these bills on the floor that, because right now you guys are still in the dark ages with banking. If anyway, with the CBD marijuana business, can you elaborate a little bit on either one of those?
I wrote my top 10 predictions for 2022, and one of those things was I expect some form of banking relief to come this year. All indications are that there's support for that on both sides of the aisle. What it's really going to look like is going to depend on whether or not our politicians can. They've done quite a number of, I would say, cross the aisle bills. And this particular group of politicians does seem to understand that we need a new bucket of money. And banking is the key to that. And I think banking is the first domino that has to fall before we will see federal legalization come our way. But I hope I'm wrong, but I think we're probably 5 years away from seeing that Schedule One situation change, and who knows how it's going to change. There's a lot of very powerful lobbies that have a lot to lose, that are fighting against it, and in the meantime, hedging their bets. And so you're starting to see big pharma, big alcohol, big tobacco making moves in the cannabis space to hedge their losses. In the meantime, I think the hemp industry is coming on strong because we are starting to see remarkable innovation in the areas of helping with air pollution, helping with soil pollution, and just, you know, regenerative initiatives coming out of the hemp industry. All of that is really putting political pressure on governments worldwide to start looking at cannabis and hemp as a real solution for some of the things that are ailing our planet and our populations and our communities.
In 2020, I believe you guys did around $4 million in revenue. Your market cap as of today stands around $13 million. That being said, where does Bain go from here? What does it look like in the next two or three quarters?
Well, the interesting thing about the whole capital markets play is that I get asked the same questions all the time. What is your revenue? What is your revenue? What is your revenue? Well, revenue really talks about the money that's coming in the top of the funnel. And what we're seeing in a lot of the bigger cannabis players is that a lot of money comes in the top of the funnel, but they're losing money, massive amounts of money in the bottom of the funnel. And that doesn't scare me because you have to invest forward. And really, cannabis is a long-term hold. Mm. What is next for Bang? I mean, it is a long-term hold. We're in prohibition. So the people that got in and thought, oh, I'm going to get rich quick, not really, you know, underestimating how difficult it is to do business when you don't have banking and when you can't
right.
buy AdWords and I can't put the word CBD in anything I do online or it gets shut down. And so I have investors call me sometimes and say, why aren't you doing this and why aren't you doing that? And then when I explain to them, oh, I'm not allowed to do this or I'm not allowed to do that, or why do you have so much packaging? Well, I'm required to.
Right.
Being in 7 states, soon to be 18 states, then I have to navigate 18 different sets of legislation because I can't have one manufacturing facility and ship my product across state lines because it's federally illegal. Some of the obvious things about doing business are not allowed. We are just really keeping the plant available to the American people, to worldwide, to the Canadian people, and allowing people to understand the benefit of using the plant, that it makes people feel better. I have people that use Bang for sleep, for seizure disorders, anxiety, you name it. This is what they tell me. I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not saying that's what it's,
right.
what it's good for. But what I am saying is I've never in any industry I've worked in had somebody call me and say, your product changed my life, and then fill in the blank how and why. And it really is, you know, to quote the Blues Brothers, it's a mission from God. We are here. I don't take that lightly. We are here fighting the good fight and making sure that people have access to cannabis, because we know that cannabis in communities where it's legal, the result has been the reduction of drinking and driving, the reduction of domestic violence, the reduction in opiate addiction, and the increase in the onset age of the first use of cannabis in teenagers. So these are all positive things that actually happen when cannabis is made legal. But we're fighting against the fact that we're, you know, federally illegal, and right, that we have big, powerful lobbies fighting against us. So what is Bang's future? Well, number one, we're still going to be here. And I'm sure you know all of the companies that came before us, that came after us, that cannot say that. And number two, we're going to be part of a bigger play. I mean, we are a brand. So the reality is we're not vertically integrated. We do not touch the plant. We're not going to post big, giant revenue numbers. But what's going to happen is somebody's going to snap us up, or we're going to end up merging, or we're going to end up buying a company where once the future is really self-evident about what's in Bang's best interest and in our shareholders' best interest, we're going to make a really good decision, because that's the hallmark of how Bang has always operated.
Well, we'll leave it there. Jamie, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Only thing I ask is that I don't have to wait, you know, 6 or 7 months for you to come back on. Hopefully you'll come back on in the next 50 or 60 days and give us an update. I really do appreciate it.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.